for irreverent, cool, and entertaining talk programming. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Welcome back to Broad Topics. I'm Lauren Nickerson. Hey, I am joined by the movie guys. And when I say movie guys, I mean movie guy and gal.
Yes.
Karen Volpe and Paul Preston in the house. What's happening?
Hello.
Are you there?
Hi. You know, the movies are happening.
Oh, yes. They happen if we like it or not.
Yes, they will continue to happen every month, even if the excitement sort of dwindles down after summer.
Well,
gets excited again around the holidays, but still, September, October movies are, in fact, coming out.
Well, what should I see? Because I'm not impressed right now with my choices.
Right now, if you wanted to go and see, should we preview what's coming up?
Please do.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right. Well, Broad Topics, I am Paul Preston.
I am Karen Volpe.
And we are with themovieguys.net.
And we are going to be talking about the upcoming movies for this month.
Yes, October, known for
Halloween
and
the World Series
and
autumn
and not necessarily movies. So let's see if this upcoming crop of fall films will get people excited again.
First up,
Taken 2,
Electric Boogaloo. Now, before we get too deep into this film, we actually want to thank the winners of our Guess the Title of the Sequel to the Taken Movie Contest. Taken 2 narrowly beat out, still Taken, Taken Again, Taken 2 more Takener, Look Who's Taken, and Taken 2, T-O-O.
Yes, Liam Neeson is right back where we want him. Back as Taken's man with a particular set of skills. He returns to kick ass and take really long foreign names in Taken 2.
Now, he's on a really fun vacation in Europe with his family, but the vacation is fun for only 5 minutes until every cousin of every man that Liam Neeson ever killed in the first Taken movie shows up.
This time they kidnap Liam Neeson while the daughter listens on the phone. Lucky for him, the grenade doesn't fall far from the tree, and it isn't long before the whole family is being pursued, where everybody seems to be pursued in action movies these days, along the corrugated rooftops of an overpopulated foreign city.
And the great thing about trying to elude a villain in this environment is sometimes the bad guys get distracted accidentally, and they start chasing Matt Damon, Daniel Craig, or Edward Norton.
Now, the villain in this movie looks like the most interesting man in the world. I don't always try to kill Liam Neeson, but when I do, I prefer a kidnapping scenario.
Maggie Grace plays Liam's daughter and is heard to exclaim, "Isn't Dad the greatest?" No, honey, when your dad buys you a PlayStation, then he is the greatest. But your dad rescued you from trained assassins. I'm sorry, but they don't make a Father's Day mug for that guy at Spencer Gifts.
Liam Neeson once fought a pack of wolves with his bare hands. I have no punchline here, he just did that once. And this film is directed by Olivier Megaton.
Oh, he is the bomb.
Thanks, honey.
You like what I did there?
Next movie.
Mm. There is a new Tim Burton movie coming out.
Ah, Tim Burton. I believe it's called Same Font.
No, it's called Frankenweenie.
Ah, yes. Once again, the porn parody titles write themselves. So what is this? A high-budget action thriller?
No.
1970s spy movie?
No.
A romantic comedy starring Reese Witherspoon?
No. It is a tale. A twisted tale of life. In suburbia.
A twisted tale of life in suburbia from Tim Burton?
I know, who'd have thunk, right? Well, if you're like me, you're just tired of all those Tim Burton movies being in color, so thank God Frankenweenie has come along.
For all we know, there may simply have been budget cuts in Disney's animation department.
This particular story is like a Night of the Living Dog as a young Jack Skellington or something like that reanimates his dead dog just because he missed him so much.
You know, Tim Burton only makes Tim Burton movies, and of the only movies Tim Burton makes, his are the best.
Paul, I have no idea what you just said.
This time, Tim Burton is literally adapting himself. Frankenweenie was originally a short that Burton wrote and directed for Disney in 1984.
Oh, and by the way, thanks to everyone who entered the Movie Guys contest, guess the themes of Tim Burton's next movie. If you guess loneliness, gothic monsters, childish imagination, suburban isolation, and macabre, then you just won.
Be sure to enter next month's contest. Guess what type of guy Paul Walker will play next.
The cast features veterans of his previous movies like Catherine O'Hara, Martin Landau, and Winona Ryder. Who, I'm told, steals the movie.
Ha! Winona steals the movie.
See what I did there, too?
I did.
Frankenweenie is sure to be one of the top grossing movies this year because it has the word weenie in the title. Unless, of course, Paul Ryan has a sex tape that we haven't found out about yet.
All right, enough goofing around. Our next film is very serious.
Yes.
Stop laughing about the sharks and jets singing to each other in the streets instead of fighting because the problem of at-risk youth taking each other down in song remains a very real problem.
Yes.
If the new documentary Pitch Perfect is to be believed.
Well, first of all, it's not a documentary, and I don't really think that's what it's about, Paul.
I really should have read up on that before it came on the air.
Yeah. Well, you know that Glee thing that they do that annoys everybody? Great. Well, then be completely ready to be completely bothered and annoyed because Pitch Perfect tells the story of Becca. Isn't that cute? Becca. She plays Up in the Air. She was played by Up in the Air's Anna Kendrick. She finds herself alone in a new school with little reason to burst into song until she meets the Bellas, an a cappella group who seek to recruit her to help them wage battle against their nemesis, the Troublemakers, whose skill at a cappella is rivaled only by their skill at puns.
Okay, I'm following along now. Becca's loneliness disappears as she bonds with the Bellas, including Fat Amy, played by Rebel Wilson.
From what I can tell from the trailer, it's Fat Amy's job to say the very last funny line in every scene, a role that I try to play in my life as much as I can to the chagrin of my friends.
Fat Amy looks like a lock to be this year's overweight breakout character, or at the very least, this year's inexplicable Australian casting choice.
But it is all fun and games until someone loses at singing No Diggity without accompaniment, as Becca loses her lover to the opposing team and must rise above it to help the Bellas compete against the Troublemakers to win an international a cappella contest, which, this just in, is a real thing that actually exists.
I was going to describe Pitch Perfect as an edgy glee, but what is edgy in glee terms? Diet Coke with lime? Let's just say that Pitch Perfect looks like it could do for a cappella what Step Up to the Streets did for whatever that was.
This is an aw-snap attitude all over this film. Or should I say all up in this film?
The film is rated PG-13 for uncensored singing from the diaphragm.
So that's this weekend. The rest of the month kind of looks like this.
Here comes the boom. Risking both bodily injury and a certain addiction to painkillers, Kevin James once again throws his body around for my entertainment as a high school teacher who takes up MMA fighting to raise money to save some of the school's about-to-be-cut programs.
And Henry Winkler shows up looking like a guy who lives in a one-bedroom apartment above someone's garage, but not in that cool Fonzie way, but in that old crazy man way where they charge him just $20 a month to make him feel like he's being independent.
Selma Hayek co-stars, as far as I'm concerned, just give her car washes and a skimpy outfit. Done. There's $50,000 right there.
Also opening is Argo with Ben Affleck. He continues his How Dare You Doubt I Wrote Goodwill Hunting tour.
Now, he does have a beard in this movie, so he does wish to be taken seriously.
From the director of The Town and the star of Paycheck. Should be interesting.
Sinister is also a new horror film opening soon.
No, Paul, not the Simon Bar Sinister story.
It's about a guy who finds haunted porn in his attic.
It's not porn.
People keep other kinds of movies in their attic?
Some people do. It's creepy old found footage that unleashes a spirit called the Bagul.
Bagul. When will people stop finding found footage? This movie stars Ethan Hawke, who once again looks disheveled.
True. He's really shoveled. And later this year, we can expect another Paranormal Activity movie, Paranormal Activity 4.
Brought to you by Ambien.
Oh, hey, speaking of found footage, I mean, after these films, why would anyone document their child ever on video ever again anymore?
Looks like reality TV, a bunch of actors pretending they're not actors, pretending they're actors.
I think we should safely call this movie, Behind You, the movie.
You do say that a lot at these films, don't you?
Mm-hmm. It's a shame all the ghosts in the October movies are so evil. Why doesn't anyone see the ghost of old Uncle Frank, who used to find a penny behind your ear?
Yeah, the ones who would come back from the dead just to keep complaining about the heat being turned up too high.
And lastly, Tyler Perry stars in a movie he didn't write or direct. Who'd have thought there would be time for such a thing with his schedule?
It's called Alex Cross, where he plays a cop pushed to the edge, chasing down a killer whose job it is to push people to the edge.
And are you sure he doesn't show dressed as a woman in this movie?
Alex Crossdresser?
Yeah.
No. This is based on a character from a James Patterson novel. The alternate title is Tyler Perry's James Patterson's Medea's Alex Cross.
You have to see it quick, as it needs to clear theaters and make room for another Tyler Perry movie, which will open in 2 weeks.
And that's what's coming up. I'm Paul.
And I am Karen from themovieguys.net.
Go see a movie, will you?
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure to have you here. I love it. I will go see something that involves children and scary things.
Of course.
Yeah, it's been a little bleak out there. The movies I've liked most lately have been movies that are old. Like when Raiders of the Lost Ark was back in theaters, saw it. Finding Nemo 3D, saw it. The new stuff, not so exciting. But we'll see if October changes that.
Well, I'm looking forward to a disheveled Ethan Hawke, at the very least.
He always looks like he lives under the L tracks, the tracks in Chicago, the train. That's what I think he looks like. I can't imagine what that smells like, but
I want to kind of throw him in the shower and then scrub him real good.
I'll help you shower Ethan Hawke. That's a fantastic idea.
I think he actually wears a jacket with elbow patches in this one, so maybe he's cleaned up slightly.
Doubtful.
We'll have to go and see.
Did you guys see The Master?
Yes.
What'd you think?
Yes.
Yes, I wanted to like it so bad. I wanted to like it. And it's just not good.
Paul Thomas Anderson keeps making movies that are just brilliant and not nearly as fun as Boogie Nights. So if you love movies, you'll probably love it. If you don't love movies, you'll just sit there and go, why did that just happen to me?
See, I love movies, and I thought, why did that just happen to me for 2.5 hours?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's painful. The acting is beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Please remind me, when we're talking about the best actors in the world, you know, everyone brings up Daniel Day-Lewis, Anthony Hopkins, what have you. I have to mention Philip Seymour Hoffman. The guy
wonderful.
Is so He's consistently
amazing.
Great.
Yeah.
Even in a bit part like in Moneyball. I mean, he was great in that movie, and he's great in The Master.
Yeah, and did you hear about Chatham Tanning and like, what's the one where
did
he
you
takes
say Chatham
pants
Tanning?
Off? What Chatham Tanning? What the heck's his name?
I don't know. I
love him in that pants.
Everyone says Chatham
movie.
Tanning.
Gritty.
It's so weird.
Gritty is what you call him.
You're talking about Magic Mike.
Gritty.
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's a great movie.
I love Magic Mike. That was a good movie.
Karen, I think you and I have the same taste.
Let me guess. You want to take him and scrub him in the shower?
We are.
In fact, I think that's important. We should do that.
We should definitely do that. Thanks to the movie guys for joining us, Karen Volpe and Paul Preston. Kieran and I are going to take a quick break to go scrub down the homeless guy in the street.
Yes.
And everyone else will be right here, back here on Broad Topic.
You're listening to Broad Topics. Diverse women, big topics.